this morning, but we
are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of me. It is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. And let me remind you, if you have any more finance-related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I'm also doing many, many things at the same time. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone, 900-306-1990. And as I mentioned on our preview this morning, we're joining with our Facebook Live group to say hello to them as well. So we are simulcasting on Facebook Live, and we are celebrating today. I do have a bit of a dilemma, though. Maybe somebody can help me. You know, I need some serious help. But we like to celebrate every morning on Ronzo Radio. And today we've got two items that are top of mind to celebrate. Think about this one. Now, I'm not going to even think about National Dentists Day. No, we don't want to talk about that one. National Dress Day. Well, if you want to get dressed, fine. If you don't,
you're absolutely useless.
That's fine, too. Frozen Food Day. Nah, we don't go there. But today is also National Oreo Cookie Day and National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. So think about both of those. That's the celebration of the day. Just a thought right there for you. We love to celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. Sometimes when we watch the markets, when we report on the stock markets, we are not celebrating, such as this morning when I look at the drill average. Down 79 points on the market right now. The oil, down 26 cents a barrel. Yeah, you know, something that does drive our oil prices. But in California, we don't really care. And in Los Angeles especially, they really don't care about oil prices or actually anything for the matter. The idea in Los Angeles is to see, can we tax ourselves just a little bit more? So I know tomorrow there's an election going on in Los Angeles County to see about adding a little bit more money to the taxes. They like that. Sales tax, increase it. But oil, $2.32 is the national average gasoline around the country. Here in the state of confusion, we call it California, $2.99 is the average price of a gallon of gasoline. $2.99, 68 cents more than the national average. You think there's anything to do with the idea that we're paying about 42 cents a gallon in tax when we buy a gallon of gasoline here in the state of California? And the vote is to vote for more taxes on gasoline and everything else. It's just baffles me how we continue to do that. But, you know, this is California. There's not too much semblance of normalcy. Here I did notice that our friend Paul Chabot, running for Congress, great resume, great service to the country, decided that he and his wife wanted to make sure that they could raise their kids in America, so they left California. Unbelievable. Went to Texas. Moving right along. You know, you got the blame game going on. Once again, in Hollywood, the hypocrites and haters in Hollywood, back at it again. I don't understand this one, though. Barbara Streisand. Now, I am absolutely not a friend of Barbara Streisand. I don't even appreciate her music. Never been a fan of hers. But think about this one. She's now blaming her obesity on Donald Trump.
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, but then again, we can't really believe too much of what she says, because what she did tell us is that she was going to move out of the country if Trump was elected. We elect Trump. Now, why hasn't she moved yet? Unbelievable. But she's come out and said that she's gaining weight, and it's because of Donald Trump. She started the day with liquids. Bourbon, scotch, tequila. I don't know which one she starts her day with. But after the morning news, like pancakes smothered in maple syrup is what Streisand tweeted. Unbelievable. Just amazing that is the loons of Hollywood. We'll continue our conversation on that one. How about this one? This is another one of those interesting comments, because we are seeing, look at this guy. I just got to love some of these things. That the New York Times, now, used to be able to go to the National Enquirer to get salacious news that sometimes was true and sometimes wasn't. Now we can just go to the New York Times for the same thing. They basically cover that same portion of the news. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it isn't. if it's liberal, you can almost bet if it's something that's going on against the Republicans, they will cover it. Doesn't mean it's going to be accurate, but they will cover it. So we get the news, obviously, the weekend. The big news of the weekend was the fact that Donald Trump came out and told the world that the Obama administration was wiretapping Trump Tower. And we've seen that there was, ironically enough, a FISA warrant request in July. And there's very rarely do FISA warrants ever get denied. But for some reason, in July, the FISA warrant was denied. Okay, we get it. But now here we take it to the next step. They went back for a redo. And in October, they got the FISA warrant approved. So it tells us that, now why would you go and get a warrant to tap Mr. Trump's phone lines or computer lines or whatever in Trump Tower and then come out and say, well, they didn't do it? Does that make any sense to anybody? Is that a bit ridiculous?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So here's the issue. Here's the next step to it. So the ag paper, they call it the New York Times or the Inquirer, whatever they want to call it this week. They come out and say that James Comey, the FBI director, according to the New York Times Inquirer, says that the Justice Department this weekend to publicly reject President Trump's assertion that President Obama ordered the tapping of Mr. Trump's phones. No comment from Mr. Comey. Now, he was very vocal during the election, so we know that he knows how to go in front of the audience or in front of the cameras, and only the New York Times, the purveyor of information such as anonymous sources or unsubstantiated reports. Well, they don't tell anybody that they're unsubstantiated. But they're the ones that are out there throwing this out at people and thinking that everybody in the world is going to follow what they have to say. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Washington Post is out of the story. Now, the Washington Post is another one of those papers that's not a fan of the Trump administration. In fact, owned by Jeff Bezos, who blatantly hates Mr. Trump, claims that there is a class action lawsuit alleging at least 60,000 immigrants detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement were forced to work for $1 per day or less at an immigration detention center. Obviously a violation of federal anti-slavery laws. When did this happen? Well, the lawsuit was filed in 2014. Wonder how this is just getting out now. I'm just curious as to how that would happen, that they wouldn't have shared this information for the elections. You think that's another one of those issues of a little bit of bias coming out of the Washington Post? Nah, they won't tell anybody that idea. Unbelievable. Rush Limbaugh in the news as well, talking about the idea that where are all these leaks coming from? Yeah, they're coming from the holdovers in the White House, holdovers from the Obama administration, and that there was a lot of landmines set in the White House at that time. Think about that that issue going on right now. Now, part of that has to do with the fact that the Trump administration has been a bit slow on the outtake on getting some things done. So that part of you can't blame that on Obama. But the Trump administration has been a bit slow just in the Department of Justice alone or defense alone. Apparently there's 53 political appointments and they've got one that's gone on. So be the ideal way of moving forward with this whole process. Gonna get some people. Now, here's an interesting one. I'm a Jewish guy, so I don't often report on what the Pope is doing. But think about this one. The Pope came out with an interesting idea just recently. He urges faithful to consult the Bible as often as they consult their cell phones. Wouldn't that be amazing if people are reading the Bible as often as they text? That one might be a little fun. No one would ever get anything done, but it is a concept from the Pope, and can't say it might be an all that bad one, especially when you think about where we are in our society right now. Young people have no clue in most instances what's going on. They can't go more than 10 minutes without looking at their phone. Have you ever noticed that? I'm just saying, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. We're going to chat about the connection between home prices and family wealth. How to identify tax identity theft. That's going to be an interesting report on the show with you when we come back on that one as well. We'll also talk about how long does a wire transfer take. We shared the information about wire transfers about a week or so ago when Lisa Dunn was in the studio, and there's some very interesting comments and scary results from that one. Education, tax savings, money tips. We'll chat about that as well. And we just released a new guide to consider when buying a home. We're going to talk about that one as well when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can send any time. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Out in the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day. Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment is being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. And start your home search today, NEST to 79564. Start that home search today. The connection between home prices and family wealth, that is the subject. Over the next 5 years, home prices appreciate 3.22% year on average, per year on average, and grow to 17.3% cumulatively, according to Pulsonomics' most recent home price expectation survey. So, what does this mean for homeowners and their equity position? As an example, let's assume a young couple purchased and closed. I'm going to use a number of a $250,000 home in January. And I know we're in Southern California, so the home values could be more than that. They might be double. They might be triple, quadruple. But we're going to use that same $250,000. If we look at only the projected increase in the price home, how much equity will they earn over the next 5 years? That's our question for the morning, because think of this. If you're renting, you're not going to have any equity. So you close January of 2017 on that new home, $250,000. January 2018, based on the appreciation model, the home price expectation survey, your property value is January 2019 to almost $270,000. January of 2020, $277,430. January 2021, almost $205,000. And January of 2022, that same property is now worth, again, these are estimates, almost $293,000. Again, you can double, triple, whatever math you want to do there. That's almost $43,000 potential growth in family wealth over the next 5 years based solely on the increased home equity. City experts predict that home prices will increase by 4.4% this year alone. A young homeowner has gained $11,000 in equity in just 1 year. Over a five-year period, equity will increase by $43,000. This does not even take into account their monthly mortgage payments. And in many cases, home equity is one of the largest portions of a family's overall net worth. So the bottom line, not only is home ownership something to be proud of, but it also offers you and your family the ability to build equity you can borrow against the future if you're ready and willing to buy. Now, if you're thinking about that, give me a call right now while we get off air, 800-306-1990. Let's get you on track to buy a new home. You can go to Nest, text Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Put in a little bit of information. They don't ask you for a lot of information, but you can put a little of information right there and start that home search. And every time something comes that's in the area that you want to be in, you're going to get a little text message. I know you're used to getting text messages. So that'll come right to your cell phone. You'll get a text message, and you'll be able to get going on that home right there. It's pretty simple plan for you. And again, one of the things we want to make sure that you're doing is getting going early. We want you to get, you know, if you're not thinking of buying until July or October, well, hey, that's fine. But the idea here is don't worry about what's happening in July and October. Get started today. Proved you can talk to a great real estate agent at that point. And a great real estate agent is going to be able to make that offer for you with no loan contingency. That's kind of like same as cash. You're going to still need to have an appraisal. You're going to still need to have to make sure the valuation is there, the collateral. You need to have clear title. Just think about the idea of when there's minimal inventory. I know most of California right now, we're looking at about 3.9 months worth of inventory. And in a normal market, we'd be looking at 6 months worth of inventory. So we're two-thirds of that worth, a third short. What is the other part of that? The other part of that basically says if you're thinking about selling, now's a great time to be looking at it, doing it now, because there's no inventory out there. The best time to sell is when we've got low interest rates. And I know that you might say, well, my brother bought a house last year and he paid 3.5% interest. I'm just going to call it like it is because I'm not very politically correct. Take action sooner than you. Think about that concept. But don't worry about it, because you can't turn the clock back. You didn't take action. Today, the interest rate where they're at, in the high three, low fours, depending upon your qualifications, take action right now. And I'm going to give you some reasons to buy this spring. And again, we just released our new spring of 2017 guide, things to consider when buying a home. It's free. Go to mbelinks.com/HBG. Home buyers can remember that. HBG. mbelinks.com/HBG. Get a copy of the free guide. So here's some reasons to buy this spring. And I'm going to give you four of them. There's many, many others. But number one, just talked about, prices are going to continue to rise. CoreLogic, they're another one of the services. And I just told you what Pulsonomics says, Home Price Expectation Survey. But CoreLogic, they're saying that home prices have appreciated by 7.2% over the last 12 months. And that same report predicts prices will continue to increase at a rate of 4.7% over the next year. California's numbers are a little bit higher than that. Home prices have come and gone. Home values will continue to appreciate years. Waiting does not make sense. Now, the second part of this, number two, mortgage interest rates. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen last week in one of her speeches basically telegraphed that she's going to raise interest rates at their meeting March 15th. Now, the Federal Reserve does not control mortgage-backed securities, but a lot of the interest rates follow them closely. If you have a home equity line of credit, if you need a home equity line of credit, that will affect interest. That the Federal Reserve, them raising their rate, then affects prime rate, which then affects your interest rates there. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey shows that interest rates for 30-year mortgage have hovered around 4%. Most experts, the Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the National Association of Realtors are in unison. Get four organizations all to believe the same thing. Might take a listen. Projecting that rates will increase by this time next year. An increase in rates will impact your monthly mortgage payment. A year from now, your housing expenses will increase if a mortgage is necessary to buy your next home. Remember this. Rent rates are going up as well. Rentals or leases, they're going up as well. If you have a 3-year fixed rate loan, your rent will not go up. Your mortgage payment, your housing expense will not go up. It's a fixed rate loan. Now, we can't control taxes, but they don't go up a lot in California. But the idea here is you're fixed in, you're locked in for the long term. Now, either way, you are paying a mortgage. And I know 30% of the investors pay cash for their properties, so 70% do not pay cash, but you're paying a mortgage regardless. So you're either paying your mortgage or you're paying somebody else's mortgage. What do you want to do? There are some renters not yet purchased a home because they're uncomfortable taking on the obligation of a mortgage. Everyone should realize that if you're living with your parents rent-free, you're paying a mortgage to yours or your landlord's. As an owner, your mortgage payment is a form of forced savings that allows you to have equity in your home you can tap into later in life. As a renter, you guarantee your landlord is the person with that equity. Are you ready to put your housing costs to work for you? That's the question. It's time to move on with your life. That's the next portion of it. The cost of a home is determined by two major components, the price of the home and the current mortgage rate, with both of them being on the rise. But what if they weren't? Would you wait? Look at the actual reasons you're buying and decide if it's worth waiting. Do you want to have a great place for your children to grow up? You want your family to be safer, or you just want to have control over renovations? Maybe now is the time to buy. If the right thing for you and your family is to purchase a home this year, buying sooner rather than later could lead to substantial savings. Again, few tools for you. Get the free home buyer's guide, things to consider when buying a home, spring 2017. It's free, mbelinks.com/HBG. And you can start your free home search right now. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 7564. And you can start a home search right there online. Get text messages whenever new properties come on that meet your unique guide, your unique requirements. And don't buy a home with one of the online services. Need a great real estate professional. That's why Ron Siegel Radio. Yes, I have a license, but I don't use it. But at Ron Siegel Radio, I'll introduce you to some great real estate people in the community that you want to live in. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the cost of renting versus buying. We'll talk about that. The connection, or how to identify identity theft. We're going to talk about that one as well. Identity tax theft. That's a toughie because a lot of my son got hacked with this one last year. So we're going to talk about that. How long does a wire transfer take? Education tax savings. So we'll chat about that one as well. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. If you missed part of our broadcast, RonSiegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of a street, a house.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, how to identify tax identity theft. That is the subject of today's Your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. I've been looking at credit reports since the 80s, and I've never, ever seen one that's completely accurate. Maybe you've seen more than I have, but I have never, ever seen a credit report that's completely accurate. I have seen them with, you know, 830, I think 834 is the highest FICO score I've ever seen. And even at 834, there was still error. So you got to take a look at them all, watch your report. CreditKarma.com. I love CreditKarma.com. Don't look at what the scores tell you because the scores are probably going to be Vantage scores. They're not going to match up if you're going to get a mortgage loan, but they'll give you an idea of what the trajectory is of your scores. So tax filing season is upon us. You're going to be filling out your paperwork and perhaps receiving a nice check soon, unless thieves file a return in your name first and falsely claim your refund. Now, I can talk firsthand about this, not that it happened to me, but it did happen to my son last year. The thieves got to his return. Thank goodness the IRS did notice. They spotted it and were able to watch that and get him protected a little bit. So the thought there is, how do we avoid that? How do we make sure it doesn't happen? If a thief has your Social Security number and other relevant tax information, tax identity theft is hard to prevent. Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate.com, commented, somebody have your Social Security number, and they could have been sitting on it for a while. You have no idea until they turn under your Social Security number. You'll find out at the point where your legitimate return gets rejected. Recent IRS efforts have resulted in a 50% drop in both confirmed fraudulent identity theft tax returns and new identity theft reports from 2015 to 2016. Tax identity thieves still falsely claim millions of dollars in undeserved refunds every year. The IRS is attempting to help taxpayers be proactive by recognizing the signs of potential tax ID theft. The Taxes Security Together program urges taxpayers to take reasonable precautions and work with the IRS whenever any activity occurs that suggests tax ID fraud. Examples of suspicious activity include receiving tax-related documents that you did not request and should not receive, including receiving a bogus refund. Occasionally, information meant to be delivered to the thief will be sent to you by mistake. If you receive a tax document from an employer that you have never worked for, tax transcript that you did not request, or a reloadable prepaid debit card that you did not expect, you should be highly suspicious of potential tax fraud. You may also receive a letter from the IRS asking you to verify a suspicious tax return filed with your name and Social Security number. A greedy thief may try to claim a large refund or a basic error in the return that compels the IRS to label the return as suspicious. That's what happened with my son. When that occurs, the IRS will contact you to see if the return is legitimately yours. So think about that. It happens all the time. Be careful. How do you prevent it? Well, the way to prevent it is to make sure you file your tax return as early as possible. So if you owe money, that's not something that sounds highly appealing. But thieves, they recognize what's going on, so they file the returns very early, try and get in on getting your refund if they're not too greedy, which, you know, obviously they're an idiot to do it in the first place, but they may get away with it. That is your matters brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Go there, make sure you take care of it. Continuing our conversation this morning, consider when buying a home the cost of renting versus buying. Just some historical versus current. The percentage of your income needed toward a median rent historically has been 25%. Rents have been going up, so now it's 29.2%. That's a national number, so your numbers may be higher. Percentage of income needed to afford the median home historically it's been 21%. Now it's 15.8%. If you're renting and think you can't afford a home, here's a big issue, folks. I get so many calls from people that say, I can't afford a home, or my credit scores don't allow me to buy a home. And we look at what their numbers are, and they're just not well-informed. They're thinking they need a 780 or 800 FICO score to buy a home, and no, they don't. They're thinking they need 20% down payment to buy a home, and on average, first-time home buyers use 6%. Think about that concept, 6%. So that means, and we know there are programs at 0%, veterans, USDA down payment assistance. You can do those at 0% down payment, which is obviously less than what it would cost to lease a home. Loans at 3.5%. There's certain Fannie and Freddie products at 2%. Just do a little quick math. Think about this. And, you know, we're coming up to Easter time. Maybe you get gifts. at Easter time. I don't know if you're one of those folks that get a gift at Easter. But think about this concept. A 3% down payment. I'm using 3%. I know FHA is 3.5%. But I'm going to use the number of 3% just because it's round. And you're buying a $300,000 starter condo. And there's a lot of those around in many, many areas. $300,000 starter condo. 3% down, $9,000. Now, in Orange County, California, we're looking at the average rent for an apartment is $1,900. Okay, so you got $1,900 in rent. Let's think about the next step there. That's just for an apartment. For a house, say $2,500. Month security deposit, that deposit. You may be looking at $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 just to get to a rental. And now you're talking about $9,000 as an owner. And we already talked about the amount of appreciation that you're going to get and the net worth of the two different individuals in our society. Think about that. Now, the other issue that comes up on this all the time is people make one of the big mistakes first-time homebuyers make. They think that because they're buying a house, that that's going to be their forever home, that that's where they're going to live for the rest of their life. And it would be nice if that was the case, but for the most part, it is not the case at all. A starter home is just that. It's a starter home. So if you're looking at renting, and then you compare, okay, I'm going to rent a home or I'm going to buy a home. Okay, you can do both, right? I mean, you can go either way. But when you go to buy, you say, okay, I want the 3-bedroom, 2-bath, picket fence, pool in the backyard. Yet you were contemplating renting a 1-bedroom or 2-bedroom condo or townhouse or apartment. Use apples and apples. So for that first home, instead of saying, you know, something that have the 3-bedroom, 2-bath, white fence, and pool, look for a home that matches the apartment you were thinking about buying. And if you think about matching the apartment you were buying, wow. Now you're looking at a lower price point and recognizing your game plan that you're only going to live there 2 or 3 years. Now, you may keep that property forever because the idea is somebody else may be wanting to rent to get into a property because they didn't listen to Ron Siegel Radio and they didn't think about the idea that, yeah, I really can't afford to buy. Or maybe I need to live with mom and dad for a month or 2 or 3 months to try and save up enough money to buy a house. Think about those ideas. Now, that house then becomes the equivalent of the apartment you were going to rent. You're not looking to make that your ever property. And then you start saying, okay, I get a 5% appreciation. Again, I know numbers may vary. I'm just using hypotheticals and round numbers. But say you buy a $300,000 property. It appreciates at 5%. That's $15,000 a year, 3 years, $45,000 in appreciation. So now you've got a bigger down payment for the next property, or you can refinance that property, take the equity out, and make another 3% down payment on the next property. Now you've got a rental property in your own primary residence. Somebody else is helping you pay your mortgage. What do you think about that concept? Those are called financial planning with real estate and mortgage. Now, I know a lot of financial planners, they're great people. They're dealing with the investment, your liquid assets. I'm saying you can use your assets and liabilities as an investment tool. That's the idea there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Discuss your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, buying is now 37.7% cheaper than renting. That's a U.S. national number. We're also talking about education tax savings. We don't want you to miss out on any that be available to you. And remember to reach us anytime. Our number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as a consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskReverseMortgages.com. If you are over 60 years of age and you have some equity in your property, maybe you even want to move, the reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. Actually chatting with a gentleman right now. We're going back and forth. We're set up a game plan for him. They got a free and clear property in Laguna and wants to move a retirement area, taking a new mortgage out on the Laguna property. Think about this plan. He's taking out a new mortgage on the Laguna property, not a big mortgage. It's just enough strategically. And he's going to rent out the Laguna property. Eventually, it'll be a cash-flowing, income-producing property for him. Then when he's ready to retire, ready to move, he's going to go move and buy a house with the reverse mortgage, the fund we're taking out. So he will never, ever have another mortgage the rest of his life, and his current property is then being used as a rental, so he's got cash flow from that. That's how you strategically use a reverse mortgage in your financial planning. That's AskAboutReverseMortgage.com. So education tax savings. If you are paying college expenses for yourself or for one of your dependents, you may be able to deduct the tuition and fees on your federal tax return. Qualified tuition and fee expenses may be partially deducted as long as the expenses are not paid by others through programs such as scholarships. grants or programs, and they are not paid using tax-free funds like savings bonds. Student in question must be enrolled in at least one course at an eligible educational institution. Deductible fees must be those required for college attendance. Expense for books and mandatory student activity fees may be deducted, while other expenses such as room and board, medical expenses, and insurance are not. Here's the issue. Again, as I share with you all the time, I am not looking to give you tax advice. I am looking to give you tax questions. You need to chat with a tax professional to get the advice and guidance you need, because that's what they do. They go to class every year before tax season. They're in class to make sure that they understand or what they know the latest rules and regulations for the taxes. So why would you think that you can do this part-time? Just a thought right there. Amazing, amazing. Chad, I haven't talked to a CFP about that, but CPAs seem to like the idea of that Laguna property strategy. Can't see why they wouldn't, other than the fact that they're going to be geared for. FINRA doesn't like the idea of taking money out of real estate using a mortgage to invest in something else. They never seem to like that idea. Just a thought right there for. So, but I always say, you know, it's a good point, Chad. If the idea here is make sure that you consult with a CPA in these different strategies that we talk about to make sure that you're getting every piece of information you can make an educated decision. Buying is now 37.7% cheaper than renting in the U.S. Part of the things to consider when buying a house. Again, free guide. All you have to do is go to mbelinks.com/HBG, the Home Buyer's Guide. Results of the latest rent versus buy report from Trulia show that homeownership remains cheaper than renting with a traditional 30-year fixed rate mortgage in 100 largest metro areas in the United States. Updated numbers actually show that the range is an average of 17.4% less expensive in Honolulu, Hawaii, all the way up to 53.2% less expensive in Miami and West Palm Beach. And the nationwide number again, 37.7%. Brent Humphreys, good to see you, buddy. Interest rates have remained low, and even though home prices have appreciated around the country, they haven't greatly outpaced rental appreciation. Prices would have to appreciate by a range of over 23% in Honolulu, up to over 45% in Ventura County, California, to reach the tipping point of renting being less expensive by nationally. Rates would have to reach 9.1%. A 145% increase over today's average of 3.7 mortgage rate for renting cheaper than buying. Rates haven't been that high since January 1995, according to Freddie Mac. Buying a home makes sense socially and financially. If you're one of the renters out there who would like to evaluate your ability to buy this year, let's get together. We'll put together a game plan, and they can put you in touch with some great real estate professionals. We partner with the area. What I mean partner is I want to know that they're out there looking out the best interest of the consumer. See, if they're doing enough business, which I vet to make sure they are, if they're enough business, that one transaction isn't what they need to feed their family. Don't want a conflict of interest. Nothing there would be, but I don't want a conflict of interest. I want to make sure that we're putting our listeners in touch with great real estate agents that have the heart of a teacher, an educator. And the term I hate, and I see this so frequently, and it's what you really look at when you're talking about the online world, one and done. They're looking to get into doing a transaction with you now. They forget you as soon as it closes. The people that I like to work with, that I like to refer people to from the radio program, want to have a relationship for life. That's the important part. They want a relationship for life. So we know that people up until 2007 kept their homes for 6 years. They keep their mortgages for 5.2 years. Those numbers increased a little bit from 2009 to 2015, 2016. Actually, they grew a lot. Why would you want, if you found a great real estate professional, I know the answer to this question, so I'm going to share it with you. If you know a great real estate professional, and you've done a transaction with them, you have great, you really appreciate them, why wouldn't you use them for your next transaction? Well, the answer to that question is a lot of real estate people, a lot of mortgage people, a lot of various industries, they're in the one-and-done game. I don't like the one-and-done game. I like the continuous working with people and giving guidance and doing a free annual real estate, free annual update on your mortgage. You're getting these things from the 401k. Now, they may not do anything with it other than send you a report. Again, if that's the case, you should be changing and moving your 401k to being managed by somebody else. If you're only getting a statement once a year or four times a year. Because your life changes throughout the year, throughout the years. And you got to get that update done. The same philosophy is with real estate. I know that some of the great individuals that are watching all the time, Brent Humphries talks to his clients all the time. Melinda John talks to her clients repeatedly. Why? Well, it's a double-edged issue. Number one, it's a lot from just a strictly business standpoint, and I know that's not their motivations, but their business is not to be just a transactional business. They're looking to be a for life, and they're dealing with your largest asset. That's your real estate. So why would it be that they think that the home that you buy today, you'll never have another need for something to change? That's why you want to have a great real estate professional that's working with you. Home prices over the last year. Now, here's another number. Every quarter, the Federal Housing Finance Agency reports on year-over-year changes in home prices. Now, I love looking at the FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency, because they're only dealing with the conforming loans. It could be a high balance, but then the numbers don't get skewed as much when you throw in some of the bigger item in there, when you're throwing in some of the jumbo, super jumbo loans. So in the Pacific part of the country, year-over-year prices up 7.44%. That's basically just going to be Hawaii, California, Washington. On the whole, for the U.S., up 6.15%. So if you look at the different numbers, now if you look at the state, California up 6.6% year over year. Those are some significant numbers. Those are very, very significant numbers that you got to be thinking about where the home prices are year over year. You got to get in the game. That's the bottom line. It's very, very important to get in the game of home ownership. Forced savings. We don't like to save in America. Forced savings is one idea there. And appreciation, you look at these numbers. If these numbers hold through and go carry forward 7.4%, even say let's drop it down to 5% on a $400,000 median priced home in Southern California, $20,000 a year. That's significant income for people. That's why you get in the game. That's why you need to get the new guide that we just released. Things to consider when buying a home the spring of 2017. It's free, mbelinks.com/HBG. Or you can text HBG to 79564. Text HBG to 79564. Get a copy of the guide and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron's Radio.